Episode number 16 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. We're going to talk about the benefits of social media marketing. Some pretty cool things that I found. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course. And you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. There are a ton of benefits of social media marketing. I'm going to go over a few that I found. These are things that I already know, but I kind of like how they were articulated in a couple of these articles. The first one is one here on SproutSocial.com, and I'll try to leave these. It's going to be a couple of them I want to refer to. I'll leave, I guess, a link in the show notes. The ability to uncover industry trends in real time. And that is awesome. Also, the ones that I look at in terms of social media is, I think about Twitter, I think about Facebook, I think about IG, everything else to catch on after those three, they catch on fire. You know, whatever that latest news is, that latest trend or whatnot, catches on fire after those three. And there's others also. They say, simply put, social media is a potential gold mine of business intelligence. It also says, if you want to know what a brand is doing well, or likewise what customers are complaining about, it's all out there in the opening. And that's where and why we have, or why hashtags are very important. So you can search hashtags in places like Twitter and places like Instagram and get a lot of the latest and a lot of the most recent news in a particular industry. So hashtags are very important when it comes to industry trends and things like that in real time information. And this is one that we already know, having, you know, social media for your brand and your products, services, it provides better customer service and quicker customer service also. They did some sort of a study where nearly half of all consumers have already taken the social media to ask questions and raise concerns. So Sprout Social did, you'll see the link, they did some sort of a study on that also. And that makes sense. It says, you know, unlike awkward phone calls or lengthy emails, social customer service is quick and to the point. Providing social customer service means having meaningful back and forth conversations with your customers that are oftentimes forward facing. And, you know, we've all been through those telephone calls where you can't even get anybody on the phone right now. So, and that's in a lot of places, unless you have some sort of a direct line. A lot of people are doing, they're even doing, you know, things on your website, these chat or these message apps where you can actually get to people quicker going online, whether it's through social media or through their website, a lot faster than picking up the phone and calling someone. That's almost I won't call it a thing of the past, but it's becoming more and more rare. That's for sure. It says, curate customer content and stories in a snap. And that's awesome. First two things I think of, when I just read that title is Instagram and Snapchat. Customer photos and success stories go hand in hand with higher engagement and conversion rates. And there's no better place to gather both than social media. You know, anytime you can, you know, do a story on something, you can usually use that particular companies. You can tag them. So you can monitor your mentions as a company and your tags, you know, to help uncover, you know, positive consumer interactions. Southern one, it says position power over your competition. And that's the thing with social, everything is on a level playing field. You know, a lot of times we think of these big companies, they have everything set up and they can just take off. A lot of these bigger companies, trust me, don't know what they're doing. they just don't. So that's what make social media a level playing field. A lot of times these companies, they want, all you have to do is go to a place like Indeed or any of these job places that's looking for, you know, social media help or anything related to social media marketing or social media, period. And just look at their requirements. They're asking people to do 1,000 different things when they really need to hire a whole team. So anytime you're constantly hiring for a position in social media or what have you, your churn rate or your turnover rate is going to be high, because a lot of these companies haven't figured out that they're asking way, way, way too much in these positions where an entire team is needed instead of one or two particular people that's trying to do these different tasks in dealing with their company's social media. They talk about building backlinks and a better search engine presence. And so that's been a highly debated topic over the years, SEO and its impact with social media. So what they're saying with backlinks, social media does help with backlinks in terms of trying to get your website or your content to rank higher within either the Google search or what have you. It says, just basically saying shares and click-through rates via social represent positive search signals to Google, and that is true. And it says, don't neglect social media as a content distribution channel. I'm 100% with that, but I also feel like you have to give more, because if you give more, then if you put your content out there afterwards, people are more in tune and inclined to share your content. There's an article on a website called CoSchedule.com, and they talk about how social media marketing, how it generates conversation around your brand. And, you know, we all know that's important and that happens a lot as well. But you have to make sure, you know, those conversations are you know, two-way conversations, you know, if you're involved with it. Or, you know, that's where social listening comes in at also, because you want to see what these conversations are that people are having within your brand and about your brand. And there's, you know, I'm not going to go through all of these, but there's so many different benefits. I can literally make an hour podcast on the benefits of social media marketing. They even talk about how, you know, how it helps you understand your target customers' interests. And all this is what I talked about previously, social listening. That's all it is. It says you need to know what your target customers are interested in if you're going to try to reach them effectively. You can do this by monitoring their social conversations around certain topics. Social listening, that's all it is. You know, it serves as a platform to tell your brand story. And what I will say about some of the big companies, such as and they even have one right here, is Starbucks. They do a great job at that as well, at effective storytelling. You know, it can have a huge impact on your brand image. These stories, they can be simple or extensive, depending on what you think will be the most effective for your brand. Here's one of the biggest benefits of social media right here. It helps you gather data about your audience. That is huge because that's your moneymaker right there. It says here, audience research is similar to social listening and searches the keywords your audience will be using, but it's more focused on your specific product. You can use social media to gather this information. It says, tip, many social media platforms allow you to view the reach and insights of all your posts. To view the insights of your Facebook page, it has a link right there where you can actually do that on your Facebook page. But when I think of gathering data, I'm thinking more about how much you're going to need this if and when you run ads. So if you're running Google ads or YouTube in-stream ads, if you're running Facebook ads, Facebook Marketplace, Instagram, Instagram Stories, so on and so forth, if you're running any of these ads, your analytics are going to help you extremely. They're going to help you immensely. It's going to be the difference between a successful ad and a non-successful ad. Collecting data. See who's engaging with your products and services. See who's buying your products and services. Where are they buying? What country are they in? Who's buying the most? Are they male? Are they female? What devices are they using? So on and so forth. They even have it with Facebook and Instagram. This is why I talk about email marketing and autoresponding. You can actually upload email addresses to Facebook and do all kind of different things. You know, you can get you can make ads about, you know, similar audiences and so on and so forth with Facebook ads. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but it's huge. It really is. This data is everything. It helps build customer loyalty. And that's almost self-explanatory. It says 90% of people say they buy from brands they follow on social media. So that looks like that's an article from Market Drive, article from marketdrive.com that's here on Cold Schedule in this article here. I'll link this article and the other one up, like I said earlier, in the show notes. digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode16. And there's a ton of benefits, even in this article and just period that I can go through like one by one and break all of them down. But you all can check this out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode16. Also, keep the discussion going in our private Facebook group. And that's at digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. So, hey, thanks a lot. And we'll see you in the next episode. And we're going to talk more about social media marketing, especially if you are a beginner. So it's going to be some cool tips for you in there. So make sure you subscribe and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.